This is a spiritual reading being given for Carla Berry Klein on Friday the 14th of October 2022 in Victoria, Australia by John Rawson. We stand within the hall of memory. The Book of the Soul is given into our hands. The Book of the Soul, Carla, is a metaphor. It represents the records of every life that the soul has entered into since it first came into physical incarnation, thousands and thousands of years ago. Now, the Book of the Soul contains three features that we will note. The first is that the cover of the book has a colour, and the colour of the book is blue, shades of the colour blue, radiating out from the centre, from light to deeper hues. Then in the centre of the book is a picture, an image. And the image as we see it is of a young woman with a headdress on. The headdress has a veil, a blue veil, that goes down the back. And the third aspect of the book is that it also has a title, a name, if you like. And the name, as we see it, is the one who descends in the love of the feminine. The one who descends in the love of the feminine. Now, these three attributes actually tie in together. The blues, for example, indicate that when your soul first came into incarnation, it did so not because it was compelled to, but it descended because it could see in the physical world that souls had been caught up in the physical body, in the physical realm. And so your soul was filled with compassion and love and wanted to assist and care for these souls. So you descended into incarnation, as I see it, you descended like a dove, an enormous expanse of wings and spiritual form. And in the first incarnations, you were indeed able to assist other souls through, mainly through being able to light up the surroundings that they found themselves in. And of course, over time, the soul, your soul, also became trapped within the physical cycles of incarnation. But the purpose of the soul, its original purpose, which was to love, nourish, and care for others, still remains its driving purpose, and it will come and manifest that from life to life. And of course, it will manifest in this incarnation as well. then the image at the centre of the young woman with the blue headdress on indicates the connection in various lives to a spiritual or religious vocation. And we shall no doubt see some of this. And this is not an incarnation where you would retire to a convent or go and live in a cave and practice spirituality. Because in this incarnation, the soul is come to embrace its original purpose, which is to descend into the earth and connect and care for, connect with and care for souls. And specifically, especially at this point in time, your daughters, they are very important, very significant souls. And their unique qualities will manifest more and more strongly as time moves on. I'm not sure whether this is the older, but this child would be about 3 or 4, perhaps older. Probably no. Perhaps 6 or 7. This child, as I see them at any rate, is a real leader and has come to pioneer new directions in the world, and maybe a bit of a handful, because this child is particularly a unique individual and will make its own way within the world, and in so doing will forge connections with other souls who are also part of this new wave of evolution. Because there is a network of souls coming into incarnation at present who will create a new consciousness that will express the feminine powers and strengths. And that's the qualities of care, thoughtfulness, insight, intuition, vision, love, and will create a path forward from the current values of our society, so that both your children are harbingers, forerunners of this new consciousness. And they will probably be associated with movements connected with the earth, the environment, and also to do with education and with teaching, and perhaps with politics and creating laws and new directives in the future. So that the significations on the cover of the Book of the Soul create a framework, as it were, for this present incarnation. And so now we will open the book, and it opens, of course, to this current lifetime. And on the right-hand page, the soul depicts itself in colours. And these are the colours of the aura. And as we see them at present, and they do change as we grow and evolve, but now they should be settled, and they should stay stable, perhaps for most of the rest of your life, unless something major should come along. and make them change. But the first colour, the colour that is closest to the physical body, is light red, colour of warmth, connection, light-heartedness, the ability to raise the spirits of others, to see the humorous side of things sometimes, not to have to take things seriously all the time, can indicate that one can deflect through humour or through not wishing to perceive the difficult, confronting reality in front. So one can be blind, as it were, to danger within the lifetime. And so it's probably just as well that your second colour is blue. Not even a light blue, but nor a dark blue. It's sort of a medium blue. And blue, and this may seem incongruous because you may not have thought of yourself in these terms, but blue is primarily a religious, spiritual colour. And when it is significant in the aura, and the second colour is the second most important energy working within you, then it indicates that you will enter into a relationship with spirit within your life. And the colour blue is more detached, I would say, not standoffish, but sits back, more reserved than the light red, less willing to, or less able to, enter into the joke of human existence, and feels pain of one's own existence and the pain of that other souls experience as well. Seriousness. Someone who not lives in the future but needs to establish a framework within life where they understand where they've come from and where they're going to. So in that sense, setting goals is an admirable thing to be doing at this particular point in time. And at the moment, you would be seeking to change from a phase in life where you've been perhaps very focused on your children and perhaps looking more to go out and work and not necessarily go back to a career or start a new career, although that's perhaps going to happen also in the years to come. But it's to do with establishing new routines within life. And that often goes hand in hand with getting a new job or trialing out different occupations, different vocations. Also interesting that you're coming into a time where partnership is going to be even more important within your life. Of course, a marriage or personal relationship, primary personal relationship, is very important, but also other forms of relationship, working with a teammate or working with a business partner. These are all aspects of life that may come towards you in the next 2-3 years. Then there is actually a third colour, but I'll leave that for the moment. Well, for the sake of Melody, who's drawing the aura chart, I will name the colour. It's purple, and it's there as a diffuse, large, cloudy colour around the outside of the aura. And if you imagine yourself standing in an oval of different colours, that's the physical body standing within the aura. And the purples extend perhaps 3 or 4 feet beyond the physical body, beyond the where you would have your arms outstretched, so to speak. And the purples are misty because they represent an energy that has not quite crystallized within your life as yet. But when it does, it will probably direct you in a very specific spiritual and personal and vocational direction. But it's as though it's not time for that to happen. And I think that'll be between about four, it'll take about 4 to 6, perhaps even longer, 4 to 6, 7 years, I think, to become stable, which may indicate that you're going to undertake some sort of training, vocational training, university training, or training not just as an academic exercise, but training for an expression within life. Perhaps we'll have a look at some of those expressions that are possible. Greens around the hands. Greens around the feet, which is interesting because green is a bit of an edgy colour. It makes you dissatisfied with the status quo. It makes you want to change things. People who've got green in the aura like to have change within their life. And if they can't change where they're living, can't change the house and move around a bit or change their job, then they'll probably change the furniture around or make changes in their personal routines or changes in their family's routines. And I'm mentioning the greens because you have green pouring from the shoulders. And the shoulder colour represents what lifts us up and moves us forward within incarnation. And the greens have darker green streaks in them, which indicates there's karma to be repaid there. And green, as I've said, is the colour of change. It manifests in a number of levels. But there are two levels that I might point out for a start. The first is to do with healing, and the deeper greens within the aura indicate that you may be drawn to some sort of healing vocation, for example, nursing, because of what you owe others from previous incarnations. But the interesting thing is that the green can also has a connection with music. And here it's music in the sense of healing too, self-healing very often. And people with green in the aura should move around, dance, enjoy rhythm, move to the rhythms of music, express music within the life somehow, sing, use the voice. Deeper reds around the throat, by the way. And here I will mention a life in Japan about the 14th century, I think, and you are in a female body and you're a singer, as I see you, and you're married, but you have an affair with another person. Actually, you have an affair with a woman in that incarnation, and your husband then discovers this, and full of rage, he cuts your throat with a sword. Now, that would have been a terrible way for a singer to die, because not only did you lose your life, you lost your most precious artistic gift. And you may experience in this life difficulty, how can I put it, difficulty expressing yourself, difficulty in communicating what's going on inside you, difficulty in talking in people with whom you're in a close relationship because you don't want to be cut off again. And you would have met that person in this incarnation, the person that cut your throat in the Japanese life. And here they would assist you to connect, assist you to speak. They might be in a teaching role or a mentor role, and assist you to communicate not just with other people, but perhaps with yourself as well. So there could be someone like a therapist who helps you deal with the will, because in the Japanese incarnation, it was the expression of the will that took you to the affair with the other person. It was an expression of will because you experienced that you were a powerful, attractive person in that life, and you exerted this attraction to have a relationship with this other person. And I'm not sure where that person would be now, but probably also someone that you've met in your life, and this time you would want to empower them to become separate from you. In other words, not to hold on or be attached to you, but to strike out on their own and become an independent individual. Within the head, coming back to the colours, within the head, yellows, yellow-browns, good mind, able to organise, think your way through situations, logical, there's a part of you that can be really logical, not necessarily with your own life, but in dealing with, say, a work situation. Work in a library and catalogue books. It's that sort of logical thing. Be a bookkeeper and write up accounts. But I don't think that you would be quite doing those things in this incarnation. Rather, it's an indication that you could work in some kind of business. And because of the partnership energy within your life, it would be a really good time to work in a business, perhaps start a business or to move into a new business area, and do this not on your own, but with the support and perhaps investment of a partner. The yellow browns in the head are very good at seeing certain situations clearly, but don't necessarily make you objective about yourself. That needs working on, learning to stand back and look. But you'd be really pretty good at organizing schedules and making arrangements for people, organizing finances. Even teaching and writing And I think you'd be writing in some way, shape, size or form, even if it's only reports on people. The vortex is orange, indicating that in the next 5 to 6 years, greater consciousness of your purpose in life is going to pour into you. But you're going to have to go through quite a questioning period before that happens. Keep coming to this period of about 4 to 6 years. There's a subtle but important changes happening in your thinking and the way that you see the world. There's an enlargement of consciousness, a greater understanding of yourself, not just as a human being, but as a spiritual being too. And perhaps an embarking or an embracing of a path that moves forward, a spiritual path that moves forward. The cosmic colours as we see them, light yellows above the head and oranges below the feet. And these are indications that the cosmos is assisting you. The light yellows above the head indicate that you're going to have a few new ideas and plans about what you're going to do in your life. And the oranges below the feet indicate that you're going to walk forward in the next few years. You're going to move away from the situation that you've been to a situation of greater independence. And we're able to assert your own independence, perhaps your own individuality, to a greater extent. There are images in the aura and I'm going to start with the central image, which is the image of an apple tree with lots and lots of apples on it. The on the left of the aura is a picture of a volcano erupting, and that represents something from the past. And on the right hand side, a very simple image, and that's an image of a street lamp, old fashioned street lamp, with a bulb in it, not a neon street lamp. And that represents something for the future. About 4 to 5 inches above the head is the symbol of the over-self. That changes as the person grows and evolves. And we see it as a bird, either a phoenix, yes, I think a phoenix or something like that, descending into the head. And this indicates certain things that processes that are happening within the life, and we'll come back to that. Now that's the picture of the soul. The soul's very artistic, it's given us this beautiful portrait of you on the right hand side. And on the left hand side it's left you a little message, like a note in a bottle. And the message is about purpose. And as I see it, the message has a heading, title. And the title says, to descend in love. To descend in love. So that the purpose of this incarnation was to express love. That's it. and I'm sorry if that seems a very simple purpose. Actually, it's a very difficult purpose. But your purpose, the purpose in one word, one expression, is to express love. And that's love towards a partner, love towards your children, and then as the years go on, you'll find that you are expressing love towards a wider and wider circle of people. And then that's the title, To Descend in Love. And then below that is something like a little verse, and as I see it, it reads like this: the dove descending lights the air. It illuminates, this is the second line, it illuminates with love souls to care. It illuminates and love souls to care. And the third line, pick up the burden standing there. And the last line, peace comes at the end of the road. Now, the four lines indicate the progression of this purpose throughout different phases of your life. And so that the first line says, the dove descending lights the air. And that's a very interesting line, and it reflects that you have returned to your original purpose as a descending soul, that you descend into incarnation like the dove. And it's interesting that you were present the baptism of Jesus by the Jordan. You were in a male body then. No, sorry, I'm wrong. You were in a female body. Well, how'd you get away with that? Mm-hmm. But you came to hear John preach, to watch the baptizing that he did in the Jordan, and you were baptized by John, and what happened was that the crown center, spiritual center at the top of the head, was opened during the baptism, and so was the brow center, because he pushed his thumb into the brow center, and then while he had his thumb on there, he pushed you under the water, and it was at that point that the crown center opened. And whilst you felt the imprint of the thumb, you became clairvoyant. It's a temporary thing. But what you saw was Jesus being baptized, and you saw the heavens open and something like a dove descending into this man who was being baptized. Now, that created a connection with Christ, and you met Christ later in that incarnation, and you followed him to the cross. You went amongst the women who were standing at the cross. You were a lot further away amongst the crowd. And when one has a connection with a being like Christ, it, puts a stamp on you from life to life. It doesn't mean that you always incarnate as a Christian, by the way, far from it. But it, for example, you had an incarnation in Tibet in the 3rd or 4th century, where you were in a male body and you studied yoga in that incarnation, fasted, went without food for days at a time, sometimes weeks at a time. And I can, as I see you, your stomach is almost pressed against your spine. You look emaciated. You were very, fervent? No, it's eluded me. You were very, very passionate about the pursuit of spiritual enlightenment. Didn't do you much good, though. You became so weakened by hunger that you tripped over a rock, or over a big stone, and split your head open on a rock and died there, thinking, well, that was a waste of a life. Which it wasn't, of course. We never waste lives. But from there, you would have learned two things. The soul would learn two things. First, don't go hungry. It's not going to fix the problems. Secondly, and perhaps more importantly, that spirituality, reality, enlightenment, whatever you want to call it, is not found by being so focused on spirit, on your own spiritual development, that you neglect the realities of life. Okay, so that's the next lesson that you learn. And you had a lot of incarnations. This may surprise you, but you actually had a lot of incarnations. Spiritual incarnations. There was a very important one in the 16th century in Spain, where you were the Mother Superior, is that the right word, of a Carmelite convent somewhere in the hills, not in the city, but it was in a little place. Carmina or Carina or some name like that. And Saint Teresa, who founded the convent, would sometimes visit when she was touring from one convent to another, so that you knew her quite well in that incarnation. And at least one of your children was in the convent with you and associated with you in the spiritual life. And that life, you were ascetic enough, also discalced Carmelites. You wouldn't wear sandals or shoes. You had lived a very, what from our perspective, is a very constrained life. But you attained a lot of self-discipline in that incarnation. It was sort of wasted, though, in an incarnation in the 19th century in France, where you went back into a convent thinking, well, this is where it's all to be found, and it wasn't anything like you expected, and you had a relationship with a monk who visited from the neighbouring monastery, got pregnant, had an abortion, and got kicked out of the convent. Not an unusual story, unfortunately, in those days. But the child that you had and aborted, the soul that you had and aborted, has come back to you in this incarnation also as one of your children. Now, one of the questions that you've asked is, Well, actually, you haven't asked about bringing up your daughters. I guess that you feel pretty sure about that, and so you should. You've got long connections with both these souls, stretching back centuries, and in one case, thousands of years. And as I've indicated, these two souls, they seem to me to be quite different, but they're both strong individuals, and one is going to forge her own pathway in life. She'll be very independent and decided from a young age. The other one may be more clingy, may be more wanting to hang on to you, and that would be the soul that wanted to come into incarnation in France and was prevented. And so this soul will need perhaps greater reassurance and assistance to tread the path of growth and gradual maturation into adulthood. But this soul also has a great purpose in incarnation, and this soul will probably find her purpose in listening and teaching and caring for other people. And yet I would think there will always be a connection to her sister as well, and what her sister is doing. Incarnation in the early part of the 20th century, I think. And we see you here in a nurse's uniform. Well, don't think you actually had a... Well, you did have a uniform. Because this is about 1917, 1918, and you are nursing in a hospital near the front, the war front, and looking after wounded soldiers. And you actually died quite early in that incarnation because you caught the Spanish flu about 1918, and died. You caught it because you were nursing other victims who'd been infected, and you caught it and you died in the hospital in which you'd been nursing. Now, it's an interesting thing that you have the capacity to be a nurse in this incarnation, and not everyone has that, but you have the compassion and the ability to care for others, but you also have a practicality and the ability to embrace order and routine and to be a good observer and to use the mind to sort through symptoms and draw conclusions. You've been a doctor for that matter. But there's a connection, perhaps a greater connection with nursing. The purples are very interesting in your aura. They represent the mediator, and so very often people who have a lot of purple find a role as a mediator, and that can be something as simple as working in business and being the mediator between the supplier and the customer. It can be someone like a negotiator or a diplomat, where you are interpreting the wishes and desires of one person, one set of people, and interpreting them to another person or another set of people. But over the centuries, the purples are very much associated with the priesthood. And you were associated with the priesthood in Atlantis about 100,000 years ago. No, yes, sorry. 100,000 years ago, firstly, and then much later, about 20,000 years ago. And you were connected here with the Temple of the Sun Temple, and with what we would call the Order of Melchizedek. You were part of that, part of the Order within the Sun Temple. And you were also associated with nature in that lifetime, healing, how can I put it? You could be part of healing nature when destructive forces entered in. And at the end of that incarnation, the negative forces dominated and waged war in the Atlantean continent, and the volcano exploded and spewed out lava and debris and created huge areas of destruction within the continent, and so that the crops in the fields died. The ash cloud came out and the crops all died, or at least the plants that you were using for food died, the animals died. And so you, with others, were sent out to try and rescue and restore the environment. You'd make a great green warrior in this lifetime, by the way. But you were killed by the debris in the volcanic eruption very suddenly, left your body, ejected from the body. It was very unexpected. And it took you quite a long time to come back into incarnation. Not, in fact, until the period in the Egyptian temples where the person who's now your mother assisted you to come back into incarnation in a spiritual sense. Interesting, this incarnation, she brought you into incarnation in a physical sense. But the volcano at the left-hand side of the aura represents that old Atlantean energy, and it represents a certain fear within you too. It represents a fear that expressing spirituality can be harmful or dangerous, because you went out to help and to use your spiritual gifts to assist, and you were killed in that process. Oh, not the only time that happened either. Incarnation in the 17th century, no, earlier, the 13th century, where you were a male accused of heresy, the Cathar heresy to be precise, and you were burned at the stake by the Catholic Church. And that also would probably create in you an obstacle to religion, certainly an obstacle to organized forms, an antipathy to organized forms of religion. But religion and spirituality are quite, or can be quite, different things. Whereas religion comes from a Latin word that means to bind or to yoke, and often means that you have to give over your will to an organization or a teaching structure, the word spirit is related to breath and should come as easily as breathing in and out. And You've asked where you need to get to spiritually in this lifetime. Well, I would set you three targets, if you like. First of all, to release the fear that has prevented you from moving forwards with your spiritual life. Secondly, to release the chains from the past, the chains of fear and trauma, sadness, despair that have accompanied you in certain incarnations where you did advance in spirit or seek spirit. And thirdly, that you should find that spirituality or your spiritual expression is as easy and simple as breathing in and breathing out. It's as close to you as your breath. It doesn't have to be a huge structural expression, and it doesn't matter whether the structure is Tibetan Buddhist and sitting at the foot of a master, or being in a Christian church. It doesn't matter. You don't need, in this incarnation, you don't need the structure. What you need to experience is spirit as freedom. I'll just go back to the purples, because I've talked a lot about some of the other colours and what where they could take you with your life and your vocation and your expression in the world. And one aspect of the mediator is the therapist, and that could be in a physical sense, physical therapist, physiotherapist. And you'd probably be really good at massage because of the green, the healing that comes through the hands. But it can also be a therapist in a psychological sense. So a psychotherapist, a psychologist, a counsellor. These are all expressions of the purple. And because the purples have not crystallised yet, I think that you will be making up your mind over what sort of experience or what sort of way you're going to express yourself as mediator. And there's no hurry. Festina lente, make haste slowly, as we would say. Allow yourself to grow into the new aspects of who you are. You are going to be given a task or something that you will see as an important responsibility that you have to pick up in life. And that really brings me to reviewing the verse. The verse has the title To Descend in Love, and I've already explained that that means that you've come back almost to your original purpose, the soul's original purpose for coming into incarnation. And that in this incarnation, there's a meeting and a recognition with a number of souls who've been significant to you, very significant, very important to you in previous lives. And this is in two parts. First of all, it's a connection with souls who will assist you to move forward. And secondly, it's a connection with the souls whom you will assist to move forward. The dove descending lights the air. And I've given the understanding of that. The dove descending is actually the spirit of Christ, which indicates that the energies of Christ, the energies of evolution, the energies of change, the energies of independence and individuality are going to work more and more strongly within you in the next 5 to 10 years. It illuminates with love. That is your purpose now, or has been in the last few years, to be there for other souls. And probably I expect you've been very connected with your children. And that's correct. They needed to be close to you. They needed to have to be within your aura, if you like. And that it's been your job to express the love of a mother towards them. And that is such an important task. And then there's another part in that line, souls to care. And that's what I think, feel is where we're at just at the moment. That you are ready to move forwards. You've cared for the two souls, that are your children. Now you move forwards to the caring for other souls, probably in a small group to start with, and then in a larger group, and then that will expand throughout your life, that your life will be a process and an experience of caring for other souls. And then the third line, pick up the burden waiting there, and that's where you're coming to now. You are going to be presented with a very important responsibility in the next couple of years. And you may not feel that that's what you should be doing. You might feel that, oh, it's too much responsibility there for you. Or perhaps it's not something that you feel particularly connected with. Perhaps you'd like to do something else. And yet the opportunity to take on this responsibility, and it will be a responsibility for other souls, and it won't be an easy responsibility, it's quite a heavy burden, but that's what you're being asked to do in the next 2 or 3 years. And then the final, and see, I would see that as being your life path until about the age of 50, that you are going to pick up this responsibility. And it's going to be a testing experience, questioning experience. You will need to draw on your strength and your ability to think and your ability to reflect and to ask questions of yourself in order to move forward for this next 10, 12 years of your life. But gradually, once you get into your 50s, this will become much easier. And in the end, it won't be a burden at all. And the last part of your life, from about the age of 50-something, 57, onwards, is an experience of peace. And the end of the road is probably quite a long way away. But it's when we labour hardest, when we work hardest at what is most difficult, that is what creates the greatest peace. Peace is not found by avoiding challenge, avoiding pain. Peace is found by facing our pains, facing our fears, and yet moving onwards, filling our hands with what we can do. The image in the centre of the aura, the apple tree, is a beautiful image. It means that so much of what you've done in previous incarnations is coming to fruition. And people will come to you, as people come to an apple tree and pick off apples, people come to you for advice, for help, for assistance, for energy to move forward in their own lives, for sustenance. And then on the right-hand side is this old street lamp. And the purpose of a street lamp is to light the way, light the road. And all we can do as human beings is to light one step at a time for ourselves normally. And if we are very fortunate, we can illuminate that one step for other souls as well. We can be that light in their darkness. The symbol of the over-self is the phoenix descending in glorious colours, wings outstretched. And the phoenix is a symbol of resurrection. It symbolises here that much of what was lost in the past will be given back to you. That spiritual gifts which have been sealed away will be released. And that you will experience a shift in consciousness that is comparable from going to seeing everything in black and white to everything in full glorious colour. And when that expansion comes, that's when the descent will have been realised. And it's always difficult because the phoenix descends only to die and undergo another resurrection, and so that this part of you knows that there's a pain also that needs to be embraced in this incarnation. But when we embrace the pain, when we embrace the darkness that is within us, that's when we can experience the transformation of the darkness into light, because at the core of the darkness is always a light. And when we focus on the light within the darkness, then the light grows stronger and stronger. And as it grows stronger, the colours of the world around us change from greys, monochrome, black and white, and we start to perceive the beautiful hues and colours of existence. And if you can convey something of the beauty of existence, the beauty of life, the beauty of the world, and be a symbol of that to other people, be an example, create colours, create images, create paintings, both metaphorical and physical, for other people. Then if you can do that, then you will fulfill your purpose of descending in care and love, and you will illuminate the lives of many souls, and that will be a great task. So shall it be.